I hope you can help me because I have seen a lot of hardware engineer. Now I need some help from software engineer too. Here, you have, this is Bipul Biswas from Fort Valley State University, Georgia. I'll tell a story, not the data. You may be bored. So many data, right? In Georgia, this is a peace estate that we grow peace trees, fruits. But there is a problem farmers are facing that is called suddenly peace trees dies in between. The 2-3 years old, that's called peace tree short life syndrome. Over 30 years, there are a lot of research going on. So what is the reason behind this death? Some people are telling it is for nematodes, some are for cold injury. So, you know, when we are doing some research in the peach orchard like this, we are not going every day to this peach orchard to see that physically that how those trees are doing, and it is impossible. So we as a group, this is a computer engineer, Mercer University, mechanical engineer, and Fort Valley State University group of master's students and faculties, we are working on that. So this idea came to me that plants cannot walk to their doctors or plant researchers to convey that we are sick. So how we can solve this kind of problem? So we plan to study that some, you know, monitoring system should be there. So I attended UAV conference that using UAV, maybe I can take some pictures and I can analyze them and see. Then Georgia Tech, UGA, and Mercer University, and some Florida that university, they came together and we were discussing that how we can solve this problem that I need close-up pictures of individual tree, not the canopy of the total orchard. I need to take pictures, close pictures for each individual tree. Then we ran the UAV. We are not successful because it cannot come that close to take the individual pictures like that. Then we thought, okay, I can buy a golf cart and we can run through that one and that video camera, but it was not possible either because my this is a high density peach orchard has intercropping, so we cannot make that wheel that big, and it was difficult. I listened one NASA scientist who developed that UAV that can go close to the apple orchard and count that apple. I thought that is also not taking the same location. You need to take the picture same location every time so that you can compare the next first picture with the second picture. You cannot take the picture from one direction one day, second day little bit different. So when we are doing that, then we developed this idea, let's develop a robot. And robot will be fit with this some cameras that can follow the GPS system. Maybe we can help with that close high resolution thing. And this is the robot we came up, and that robot we first named egg robot, that as we are using for agriculture. And later we found now egg robot is already, name is available on the Google, so we put it egg boat. So it's height 25 inches, wide 25 inches, length 45 inches, having 6 wheels, and it can ground clear is 4 inches. And this ground egg robot has 4 cameras, which is Logitech C922. We found this is the good resolution, high resolution we need, it is giving. So we change that to take pictures automatically and save in the same file, and finally file them like 10, this October 24, 2017, and row 1, tree 1. So whenever it is going by itself, we fix it like the robot should go by itself, because it is very difficult for us to go every day, and when it is needed, because we are doing so many research classes. So a robot has to go by itself, take the pictures by itself, and come back, and we can get the data. So pictures, so analysis. So this egg boat has a 12-volt battery, and it can operate 6 to 8 hours once it is charged, and it can come back to its place for charging. So that is the good thing we did, and when we are doing, we also face that, hey, there are orchard, that weeds are there, we need some spray for this peach orchard, like minimum 4 spray you need before flowering one, after flowering, before the fruit comes, then when its fruit is growing, and before harvesting. So I think this robot can help to do that. So normal, we are using some sprayer, I will show you. I suddenly one time I said, hey, why can't I add this sprayer with that robot and how it goes? And we found it is working very nice. Here is the robot. First we developed this way, and I can show it if this is robot when we are doing, I think, here. When first, this is, you can drive automatically or manual, but this is manual, So, this is my peach orchard, and this handle, you can see it is going through, and it is taking picture, there is no need to stop it to take the picture, and this hand has 4 cameras, and to this side, taking picture from the bottom and taking picture from the above upper portion of the tree. And the other camera is taking the other row. And when it is coming back, it is taking the other side of this tree. And the same tree it is locating with the camera with the file. So you can analyze that, see the picture from both sides for the same tree. So you can easily, identify that is there any problem with your tree, and that is what we needed. So you can see this robot, it goes first, as I told that we try to put it on GPS, but in this orchard, this is 1 hectare orchard, we have 1200 trees, and this GPS was not working accurately the way I wanted. Then you see that there is a red mark, it is following that one, and there is a blue mark on the red, it will take picture immediately from there. So it is helping us accurate taking picture from the same position, and it is going by itself with the same way it goes. Now, once we did that, the problem we faced that this robot has issue. What is that? That rain. It is it is a problem. When it is working, it can be destroyed. So we come up with the cover, that fiberglass cover with that one. I'll show that one with this next slide, maybe. And the spray, I told you that we added the spray that we can use not only for, taking picture, it can spray, you can see, for the weeds. With the same thing, we are using this spray, and it is very helpful for us that the person who is using a spray, that's a side effect he or she might have problem. But with the robot, you need not to be with this sprayer. So it is a human point of view, it is good to spray any herbicide, and you need not to go with the sprayer. So you can add, and this robot can carry a couple of 100 pounds. Like, I'll show you in another picture. Let's see. You saw that is a ground, and now it is showing, it is spraying on in the top of the trees. So we are in the process to make this thing. We have that how we can, it should not spray that all over the trees. It will spray when it will see any tree, it will spray only that tree. That is that sensor, like we use restroom, we go, we put our hand, and then it's, we get water. That this sensor, we are going to put that on that, it will spray only when it is any tree. But we have already developed on that, you know, for grass, that if it green, it sees the green, only spray there. So that is what we have already found, that another project work, we did that. And now I told you that it, after spraying, it is going to its field. It is, you see that blue barn, it is far from this plot. It goes by itself there for its charging. So that is, it is helping us for that kind of, when you have limited number of help. So this came, this idea came from there. Then, and I want to show you that if this GPS, if you have the GPS is working with that one, it is very good for that point of view. If you don't have GPS, but still it has a 3D camera in the front, so it can locate the location, it can go that way. And I will go for next slide, that it is that I said, it goes by itself, and this is the charging station. It goes here inside, and it took, you know, we put, this is my master's student who is doing work with me for that, all this project and putting all this. And this is the, our farm worker. We are, he was using this spray for spraying. Now he is no more using with any. He is just putting the pesticide whenever he needs, and then it is spraying by itself. So this is, I think, we can use, and this is another master student man. They are, we are working on this field for this kind. And if this is the picture, you can see it took through this camera, that this is the bottom part, and that you see that all this camera, it is taking very close up, and we can do more close up. You know, we can do more close of the, to analyze that, see whether this skin and everything, we can see it is healthy or unhealthy. So this, we as a researcher with that history, we understand. So this, we needed to see the pictures very close. So every week, two times, this robot can go and it take individual picture. That is the purpose we did. And this is the, when, you know, that peace trees goes with the, it is a chilled, it depends on year to year, there's a lot of variation. And this is the intercropping, I said, that inside. So these robots are going through this side, inside, not hitting these blocks. And here you see, lot of visitors. This is our, I was explaining with, this is another computer engineer who is our vice president, and this is our president. They are coming and we are explaining what it is doing. Yes, in the market, okay. What I was doing research, what is available in the market, what people are using for this kind of work. I found this kind of thing available, that people are doing research for this precision agriculture, and we are thinking that how we can develop these ideas for this robot development. And you see, this guy is sitting there, and this robot still goes. Two person like him can sit on that robot, and it is very powerful, and it can go. And we have now new ideas that we can, and you see, this is, we, as it is slow moving, so we put some lights on that so it can blink. And this is the fiberglass cover to protect that egg boat we plant. And this is the, we developed this fiberglass, and you see how it is coming out. So we are trying now. This is, it is running after fiberglass, but we have some problem with this one too. Now, when we go in the inside the field, it is too sunny, it's not still recognizing some signal. So we are working still for that 3D camera, if we put out and how it works. So this is the, currently it is going on, and this is, we are showing that our field day school students, that how it works. So to make them aware that they should come up with the idea when they are facing some problems to solve by themselves. So in the conclusion, I can say egg boat is helpful for taking pictures, and storing those pictures in folder and saved in USB, and it is capable of taking pictures from the same spot every time without stopping. And we are trying to use software that can use these pictures and correspond with numbers like 0 to 5, like dead tree, wilting tree, tree partially wilting, and tree with yellow leaves, and tree flowering or healthy tree, so that we need not to waste more time for analyzing. From that data, it can give us that this is the tree, it's going to die, or we can take care of that individual tree to treat that one. We found that eggboat can be used for spraying on the orchard as it required before flowering, fruiting, that I said, and it is harvesting healthy pieces. It is also useful to spray herbicide that can save human sprayer for possible inhaling side effects, and we are trying to improve this so that we can spray only where this weed and its trees are. Thank you for your attention, and if there is any question,
we certainly have time.
Thank
for
you. Yes, please.
So you did say that you couldn't get the GPS to work.
Yes.
What's that orange thing? Was it a tube, or was it like following a rail?
That is a good question. He is asking that it didn't work GPS, so what it was following the rail tube. It can help any red mark. We change it to red. That was a red tube, but we put red tape. Now we are putting red paint.
The
color thing. You can change that color to any color you want to.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do have a follow-up question. So you have this robot going across your orchard and then taking pictures and then going and spraying. It looks to me like a blanket spray on every tree. But can you?
Yeah, that is what I said. His question is that this robot is going and it is spraying in blanket. That I discussed, that we are right now, it is what we can put the sensor that it will spray only, and we have already developed for green. When it will for weed, it will spray only the green, it says the weeds, and for the trees where there is no tree, it will not spray, only spray the trees. That is in the process. And it, yes, please. And
so you said that it can take pictures without stopping, so what's the max speed it can go?
Normally this, you saw that the speed here it is going, it is the normal speed we have. We are not increasing speed more than that, and that is the speed it is taking normal picture without compromising any quality of the picture. Yes.
Okay.